A new statewide mandate requires children 3 years and older to wear a mask at childcare and preschools. As Connecticut Public Radio's Nicole Leonard reports, the new rule is designed to limit transmission of COVID-19 among children and their families.
Childcare and preschool educators will have some time to adjust, but Carly Adame says the kids at her center in Greenwich probably won't need it.
We've had no issues. They leave it on most of the day. They take mask breaks. They take it off during nap, during outdoor play, during snack and meals. They like wearing it. They like the patterns. Look, I have Batman. I have Spider-Man. I have rainbows. I have butterflies. They're fine. They're so much more resilient than we think. The issue is the adults.
Adames is executive director of Children's Day School. She says parents there have been largely accepting of the mandate. Many even support it. But other Connecticut providers and families argue that it's unnecessary to mask children this young. Adames thinks that many Fairfield County providers seem to be on board with the new mandate because they've seen the pandemic hit their communities especially hard.
I think that's easy to say when you haven't been affected, but when you've witnessed the effects, when I have parents crying on my shoulder because they lost their parent, because the child in our program grandparent died. You know, that makes a difference.
There are exceptions to the mask mandate for kids with medical conditions, special needs, or developmental needs. Edie Reichard is director of Sleeping Giant Daycare in Hamden, and she put a mask policy in place at the beginning of the month. Reichard says the kids were good at wearing masks by the time they were officially required to do so.
I think it worked out better than I thought it would. I'm still kind of 50-50 on them having to wear it because they are so young yet.
Providers and educators have up to October 19th to phase in the new change. Nicole Leonard, Connecticut Public Radio.